The Holy Spirit is an overflow of the divine love of Abba for the Son, of the Papa God for the Son. This overflowing is what pours out on us in our baptism. As Jesus says today, from my innermost being, streams, rivers of compassion and joy will flow over you. The Spirit is a gift, not a possession. Just like the air, you can take in as much as you want, but you can't keep it. The air does not belong to us. The Spirit is ours as long as we give the Spirit away. Whether that's in kindness or creativity or prayer. But easy come, easy flow. The Spirit is always on the move. The Spirit is always present and always coming. Because as we mature with new levels of consciousness and awareness, it is the Spirit who deepens our understanding and appreciation and commitment to life as it is. What will it take for us to realize that we are unfinished creatures? We're works in progress, aren't we? And the church is a work in progress. It's still being created. As the world is still in progress, the world is still being created. Things are not fixed. They are in flux. And it's God's Spirit who is this longing, this yearning for wholeness inside of every human being, who keeps stirring us with that longing and that ache. We try so hard to put it down, don't we? To just become normal and get by and hopefully get a decent retirement, you know. But that's as good as it gets. But the Spirit won't let that happen inside of any one of us. There's got to be more. There's got to be fullness. And that's what the fire bowls are about today. It's urgent, people, to wake up. To be stirred up. That's the work of the Spirit, trying to work with the church throughout the centuries. Jesus said, I need new wineskins. Yeah, because you can't pour new wine into old bags. You got it already. Way to go. Right? The old bags, they just chatter, they give way. They're going to hold anything. Plus, you ruin good wine. That's a sin. I need new wineskins, which is us. We are the church. It is you whom the Spirit is inhabiting to bring new life to this world. Because the God of love has been working to push through the limits of matter for 13 billion years. And after 13 billion years, today we get Aden. Wow. God wants to Adenize the world. Here's a sign of hope. This is where future lies. Are we ready for Aden? Are his parents ready for Aden? We get to choose. Do we want to become whole? Do we want to mature? Do we want to become part of the healing and wholeness making of this world? And everything depends upon this choice, because the real crisis of our times is that we are living in a time when people do not want to deal with the real human and planetary needs before us. We just want to pretend that hopefully they'll go away and things might get better. And, you know, we're into that artificial stuff like status and self-image and creating economic priorities which are condemning billions of people and creatures to unnecessary suffering. Our choices make a difference. TV is not reality. I hope I'm not breaking too many hearts this morning. And technology is marvelous. And so much more to come. But it will not give meaning to life. It can't. You are the meaning. Technology is just tools. Marvelous tools. But you are not your phone. You're not. The worst violation in my book today is the abuse of power. The idolatry of power on this planet. This week we mark the 25th anniversary of Tiananmen Square, which was a highly revelatory moment, not just for China, but for all of us. When Wang Weilin, 19-year-old student, crawled on that first tank and he pleaded with the soldiers, "Stop killing your brothers and sisters." That's real talk in real time. And he got off the tank. Stop! And millions of people around the world watched it. Finally, he was dragged back into the crowd by his friends, where he disappeared. And is feared long ago was killed. But the point on Pentecost today is the question, where does real power come from in life? Does it belong to those who own the tanks? Those who own the drones? Or is it to those whom the Holy Spirit inhabits with creativity and courage for the transformation and healing of our world? Where does the power of life lie? It is the Spirit who ignites meaning in our lives. The Spirit whom we need so desperately. And the Spirit keeps coming to us. There have been spiritual progressions as well. In the beginning, God gave the Big Bang. That into physics, the subatomic world, into chemistry, connectivity, into biology, life, into consciousness, awareness. And on Pentecost, the awakening of divine compassion and wisdom in us who give meaning to life. We are not stuck in some random, fluctuating disaster going down the tubes. No. There is divine meaning at work within us. And so it is that for the last 3,000 to 5,000 years, there's been progression happening within spiritual understanding too. In our tradition, initially we thought that the Messiah was a singular individual. Right? And there is something about Jesus which broke things open in the most new and profound ways. The world can't get over it. We don't know what to make of him. He keeps bringing people into wholeness as persons and relationships and community. He keeps bringing in all those we want to exclude. He says exclusivity is the sin. He brings in the disasters and the losers and the disposable and says, "You belong together." And we don't know what to make of that. And he brings in the vulnerable and the hurting and the suffering and those who know what the dark pit is all about, because the crucified one has been there. and speaks from experience when he says, you will never be alone. And you will never be abandoned. Never. In his disciples, the Messiah became a community. In time, the Messiah influenced and shaped culture and society, especially in the Western world. It spilled beyond that, not always perfect, and yet profound. And today we know that the Messiah must be the way in which we live and the way in which we be and are, creating communion with all life, not just the human beings, but with the animals and the planet and beyond. The communion of all life, that is God's gift to us in Christ. But God is not a divine mechanic sitting up there somewhere trying to help us out when things need to get fixed and doing a pretty poor job. No, Jesus says, God is a beggar for love who needs us. In a world that resists love, fears love, rejects love, especially the love of being real. Will you help? Will you? That's the invitation today, is to become drenched ourselves like Aden in the Spirit, in the waters of baptism, in the grace and the mercy, in the wisdom and the justice and the love which this world needs so desperately. We must be drenched in the Spirit to discern the creativity and courage which we need to live. Jesus called this the reign of God. It comes from an Aramaic word which means to energize, empower, and create. That's the reign of God. To create and transform. Malkuta, which is the Spirit living in us, empowering us, breathing new life in us to say, yes, we can. Amen. Peace which surpasses all human understanding. Keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.